was her own mother, huddled now on the beach, with no beautiful robe to hide her from the village or warm her from the cold. Sita saw this and turned away. She began to walk toward the clan house, but then Sita stopped to look at the raven, peering down on her with questioning eyes. She looked back towards her mother. Sita then reached into her bag, took out a plain, warm woolen blanket, and walked toward her mother. As she wrapped the blanket around her mother's shoulders, Sita had no words, only a song.
Ishan, Ishan, geet, awa geet. Ishan, Ishan, geet, awa geet. Asay, awad lisa.
Our Voices Will Be Heard was written by Clinkett and Denina writer Vera Starbard and directed by Larissa Fasthorse of the Rosebud Sioux Tribe. Music composition by Clinkett composer Ed Littlefield. Visit nv1.org for the complete cast listing and to hear the unabridged production. Our Voices Will Be Heard is a Perseverance Theater production supported by the Fairbanks Art Association, the Siri Foundation, Alaska's Children's Trust, Alaska Mental Health Trust Authority, Fairbanks Native Association, Fairbanks Wellness Coalition, Francis and Dave Rose Foundation, and Sea Alaska Heritage Institute. This performance is a production of Kuwanuk Broadcast Corporation and distributed by Native Voice One, the Native American radio
network. Thanks for listening to KBOO Portland, 90.7 FM in the Portland metro area and all over the world at kbu.fm.
Don't know what to get your loved ones this season? Check out kbu.fm/merch and snag some KBU swag to support community media in style. While you're shopping for gifts, you can make donations to help support KBU's $75,000 goal for our Catalog of Connections year-end campaign. Now through December 31st.
You're listening to Rose City Native Radio, Low Res Edition. Stick with us as we play you music, throwback interviews, and more. Stay safe, wash your hands, wear a mask, and we'll see you on the other side, Indian Country.
Take me. like a girl.
Good evening, everyone. This is DJ Alehorse, and of course, I always have Jack in the studio with us here remotely. Jack, hey, how's it going?
Hi, hey. Doing good.
That's great to hear. We have an amazing, wonderful artist to talk and interview about their album that just came out last month. It is Woman in Color by Ray Zaragoza. You know her, you love her. We play her music all the time on the show. Ray, how's it going?
Hi, everyone. How you doing?
Doing good. I'm doing great. Happy to have you back.
So good to be here. I'm so happy. It's so great to hear your voices.
Wonderful to hear yours, too. And it's been almost just about a year since we last had you on the show when you're recording the album.
Oh my gosh. No, actually, that was even longer. It was like a year and a half ago.
Really?
Wow. Oh my gosh. It's been a long time. Doesn't time just go by in such a weird way now? You know, it's crazy.
At this point, it just doesn't exist thanks to quarantine.
I know. But... I know. Every day is the same. Oh my gosh.
Oh, but yeah, now the album is out, which is exciting. Do you want to tell us a little bit about the album?
Sure. So my album Woman in Color came out on October 23rd, and so it's been out a little over 2 weeks, and it's really exciting. I recorded the album in Portland, Oregon with Tucker Martin, and it was such a incredible experience to be up there and to record where you're all listening from. And it was just a beautiful like May in Portland. And and so basically the album is a collection of songs that I wrote kind of in this theme of like telling my story as a woman of color, and also like telling the stories of my ancestors and of my grandmas and of my sisters, and just a lot of these perspectives that I feel are underrepresented in music and in all entertainment. And so I said it's like, you know, it's called Woman in Color because I thought of this record as kind of like my coloring book that was like blank for so much of my life, and now I get to color it in and share it with everyone. And so I'm really excited about the record, and I really talk a lot about insecurity and growing up as like a cross-cultural youth. I grew up in New York City. You know, on my dad's side, I'm of Mexican and Akhenaten descent, and then on my mom's side, I'm Japanese and Taiwanese. And then I grew up in a big city, very much like distanced from every part of my heritage. And so this album is really about identity and coming to terms with like, who are you when you don't fit into anything? And how do you tell your story when you feel like you can't fit in a box? And so this is like my like 10-track, 33-minute kind of explanation of who I am and how I want to navigate the world as a woman of color. And so, yeah, that's the record. I'm very excited about it.
That's great. I can absolutely hear everything you say in all of these tracks. I was telling Jack before you popped on in, I was saying that I cried during the beginning of the album because you were talking about your mother and like where she's been and all that. And I was just like, but my mom too.
Yes, moms. I know moms just like make us cry. I know the first track on the record is called Change Your Name, and it's about my mom's immigration story, moving from Japan to the United States, and how like she changed her name because her parents felt like no one would be able to pronounce her Japanese name and she'd get bullied. And so that song is really about like this feeling of like needing to change your identity to fit in with mainstream culture, and how like my mom is proud of both sides of it. Like she's proud of her Japanese name, but she's also very proud of her American name. And so even though she had to change a bit of herself, like she's proud of like the whole journey of it. And I'm sure that's relatable to a lot of people, like whether like immigrants or indigenous people or otherwise. And so it was really special to get to tell her story.
Yeah, it resonated with me, and especially with Change Your Name, it just reminded me of like how in my own tribe, a lot of our last names have become a weird amalgamation of like English words like begay or and then we have short, tall, slim. Of course, they're like naming, and then just you and your song just saying, "Oh, but I'll always remember you, how you called yourself." And I thought that was really sweet. And
yeah, thank just, you. I'm so glad that I just did with that song.
I just really love waking up to this album. Like, I'll put on some coffee and then just listen to it in the background while I get ready, because I think it's a really great album through and through. The things you talk about, and you're just so unapologetic about it, especially with Faith Day.
Yeah, that means a lot.
Yeah, I think it's really great, because your sound and what you created, I feel, can be related to other artists that are current, but they don't talk about the way that you talk about your own life and things, and coming from a different perspective of being who you are and how your struggle is, and how being not like the it girl.
That means a lot to hear. I think that, like, especially with the it girl, like, that you mentioned, that's like one of those songs, or when I wrote it, I was like, I'm not gonna release this. and yet it's like the most popular track on the record, but that's kind of how it goes. I feel like it's like the songs where you're just like, nope, don't want to release that. But that's kind of like what haunted me my whole life, like, for sure. Like, I like unapologetically, like you said, like, will admit that I was like, all I wanted to be was like Barbie Princess Dreamhouse, and like, that's all I wanted, that's what I wanted to be. And I never really understood why, like, what not be able to be that, and how, why did I not see myself reflected in television as like the ingenue character, like the romantic interest was like never like a girl who looked like me, and how I always felt like just because of the color of my skin, I was like alternative and like different. It's like, oh, why? I just want, you know what I mean? It's like, I don't, yes. As a kid, I was like, I just want to be the Barbie Princess Dreamhouse. I don't want to be the alternative girl. It's just funny. And like, obviously, like, my outlook on that has changed as an adult. But when I was a kid, it was very much like, why has this identity been pushed on me just because of the color of my skin? And I want to be the it girl. That's what I want. I want to be the, like, I want to be the pretty princess. And it's kind of a funny thing that has haunted me for most of my childhood. And I think that when I shared it, I was very ashamed of it. I felt like this isn't a really, like, this story is like ugly. This story is shameful. And this story is like embarrassing. And then once I shared it, so many women, especially of color, came forward to me and were like, oh my gosh, like, I felt when I was younger, like, thank you for putting putting voice to that issue, because we never talk about that. We never talk about that. It feels very taboo. So, yeah.
Yeah, I think it definitely, like, really, it's just like you said, like, a lot of people can relate to it. I can relate to it. And you don't see it as much. Like, I've seen it in actually an episode of 10:15, which is a great show, where Japanese girl, and they're playing Spice Girls, and they're like, well, you have to be Scary Spice because you're the dark one.
Yes.
And it's like, oh my God, I was Scary Spice in my friend group because I grew up in the white suburbs. Like, and I think overall this whole album really, like, and I'm not saying that, like, I know you to a T, but I really feel your personality comes through this in such a way. Like, obviously this is a very personal album, but like, I can feel your personality in all the songs and like your journey through it. And I think talking about this is like, it's really good because it's showing your growth, like, that we all go through.
Yeah.
When we're younger, we just want to be like everyone else, and and it's made very obvious to us throughout most of our lives that we don't look like everybody else. So then we're put in the other category. I was always put in the alternative category, and then I embraced it. And became the goth kid, and became the weird.
Yep, me too.
I was always the weird kid anyway, but like, I just kind of embraced it, and now I love it. I love that identity, and I flourish in it. And I realized that everything that I wanted to be when I was a kid, I was like, man, like that wasn't, it was like for kind of like not shallow reasons per se, but it was very empty. It wasn't who I was. I just wanted to be accepted.
Totally.
And like, if this is what it meant to be accepted, then okay, well then I'll wear, you know, princess stuff. You know, I wanted to be Batman. I didn't want to be a princess, but
yeah, respect.
But yeah. Like, I think it's a growth that like a lot of like folks of color go through when they're younger, of like wanting to be like their peers and wanting to be, you know, the princess or the popular person, and then you know, and then trendy, and then even now growing up, like as natives, right? We see our culture kind of becoming this weird trendy, but it's this bizarre mutated version of us that, you know, it's completely hollow. And it's like, do I lean into that stereotype so folks will think I'm interesting? And there's nothing behind it, right? It's not truly who I am. Or do I be who I am and let everybody embrace me for who I am? And those are the people who I want in my life. It's something we learn as we grow. And I just love it so much.
Yes. Thank you so much for saying all that. And I feel you so deeply. And I think that I've always really tried to stick, especially like as an artist, like I'm trying to stick to my guns of being like, I refuse to like follow the trends. Like I'm going to be who I am. And like, you know, folk music in general, everyone's like, why do you make folk music? Like no one listens to folk music anymore. I'm like, well, this is who I am. This is the music I make. And like, if no one wants to listen to it, like, I don't care. Like this, I'm just going to stick to my guns. And, you know, with my identity too, it's like so often, like you said, like with being Indigenous and being Native, it's become like a trendy thing. And I'm very proud of every part of my heritage. And oftentimes people are like, wait, they like will choose one from my bio and be like, Ray is a like Native American artist or is a, you know, like Asian American artist or something. And I'm like, hey, like I'm actually everything and I'm proud of all of it. And like, I refuse to like be anything but like my whole self and self in places. And oftentimes it's like it just continues. It's like people are like, but this is who we want you to be. And I'm like, no, but like I said before, like when I was a kid, I don't care. Like I am who I am, and I come with like all the broken pieces of my ancestors and of their crazy story and of like, you know, feeling like being cut into quarters and feeling like identity has been such a like tumultuous experience. And so I think that like in the music industry, a lot of times people find like intersectional identities to be like really like unapproachable. They're like, well, what do we do with you? Like, you're too much. Like, yeah. Well, whatever. I'm like going to be who I am. Because especially with the next generation coming, like, and now it's like everyone has complex identities. Everyone is like so intersectional. And so I'm always trying to give a voice to that. And really, like you said, it's just like, instead of like following what people want you to be, trend, or just being like, hey, I'm gonna be like unashamed, like unapologetic self, and if people are not down, then that's okay. And it's really hard to get to that place, but I think with this record, I feel like more and more that I feel safe in my own skin, and I'm like, you know what, here I go, here I am. You know, so yeah.
Yeah, you can really tell, and I think that's something that you know, we see as being embraced more nowadays.
Yeah.
Like trying to, with music, like trying to cram everything into a specific genre, and then you have all of these different like mutations of that. Well, not mutations, but like, okay, well, this isn't exactly folk. This is like pop folk, or like they're trying to label it so much that you have all these, like, I see it in the EDM world a lot, like, because I DJ a lot of EDM and house music, and like there's so many different like names for all these things, and it's like, but do we really need like to
I know.
Call it by this, like
categories is like, oh, like categories, it's,
yeah
it can feel so oppressive sometimes, like we're all being just like categorized at all times, and it can feel very alienating when you feel like you don't fit into a category, both in genre and identity. And so that's why it's cool with this record. I was like, you know, like it's like a folk pop something.
Exactly. Like that, I mean, those labels can be so limiting too. Like they really like keep you from reaching either the audience you want or just your full potential in general, because you're trying to stick with one theme. Mm-hmm. And it's like you said, like trying to stick with one identity that makes no sense. Like even with us natives, like I'm Akamalapam, mm-hmm. but I'm also Yaqui. Like
mm-hmm.
we, you know, the whole idea of blood quantum, right, is yeah. a similar thought process of just yeah. like, no, you have to be one or the other. And it's like, but that's not how this world mm. works.
I know. And it can make you feel so small and can make mm-hmm. you feel like there's something wrong with you. Mm-hmm. And so I'm always trying to speak that truth of like, we are all like, it's interesting. It's like, sometimes I'm like, it's like, we are all whole and we are all broken. Like, you know, like we are all both.
Yes.
And like, in order to embrace that, like to kind of like embrace like all the broken cracks of like the things that, like I really tried to dig into with this record, dig into the things that I least wanted to talk about and talk about them, because I feel like those broken pieces, when you shed light on them, one, it heals them, and two, you heal other people, because they're like, oh my gosh, like that's something that I never wanted to talk about, and now I have this song to listen to when I feel alone in that situation. And so I'm just always trying to shed light on those broken things. And I think that women of color and people of intersectional identities, we need a lot of healing, because we have, our healing has not been prioritized historically, and we've always had to, you know, put our healing aside because we haven't been looked after in this country. And so, you know, I think that now is our time. It's our time.
Oh, absolutely. I think that it ties into another song. Like I was telling Nick about it before we started, with my favorite on the album is Warrior. That is like, I built that out like Milgram belt out Country Road. Like I just that chorus I love so much too. And just like I love the idea behind it, because like I definitely relate to it too. Just like, you're putting yourself out there, you're taking a big breath, like, okay, you mm-hmm. gotta push me out of the plane, like let's do this.
Yeah.
And then you feel that confidence, like that there's the hesitancy in the beginning of like, I'm not sure, but I know this is gonna be okay, but I'm still gonna be nervous about it. I've done it 1,000 times, I'm still gonna be nervous about it.
Yeah.
And then you go out there and you're like, oh, that's right, like you feel the love, you feel the community, and you're like, I am supported.
Yeah.
I took that leap of faith and it worked mm-hmm. out, and now I feel like $1 million and like
yep.
I'm a warrior, I can do this. And that chorus just like, for me, like just, that chorus is so great, because like I really like it just makes me think of our tribe, like of just like the burn me in the desert and drown me in the rain, of like a mixture of how, you know, how our community you know, sends people off to the next journey. We burn our dead. We, you know, we mm-hmm. have this whole ceremony for it. And then, you know, New Year's is around monsoon season. And especially growing up in Oregon, it's like monsoon season is year round.
Yeah.
But there's like a lot of personal ties with it too. Just like, like I'm just gonna, you know, at the end of the day, like just take me out there and do that. And, you know, I'll go through all these different things, all these different experiences, but no matter what, like I'm gonna come out the other end. Either way.
Yes.
And it's just like, it's just so, I seriously, like, I felt that so loud every time, forever in a day.
That means so much to me. That means so much to me, like, to hear you say that. Like, I'm literally in tears right now. Like, that's amazing. And, you know, it really is like ceremony itself is like oftentimes it's like being brought to the extremes so that you can seek clarity.
Exactly.
And yeah. It's like, I think that so often we have this like people, not us from what we've been talking about, but oftentimes people have this obsession with feeling safe at all times. Mm-hmm. And ceremony is not about that feeling of safety. It's about bringing yourself to that feeling of discomfort so that you can see clear. And so I think that's what a warrior is. It's someone who is willing to be brought to that place of discomfort, willing mm-hmm. to be brought to like their limits so that they can see clearly and they can jump out of that plane, and then they can get to the ground and be like, oh my gosh, now I finally saw the world from the sky. And that line, just like I wrote that line like a lot before I wrote the song. I just like was stuck in my head, and I was just like, I was feeling so afraid about going on tour and like playing by myself in front of like thousands of people. Mm-hmm. And I just told myself, I was like, you know what, screw it, burn me in the desert, drown me in the rain, throw me out of the plane, like I'm ready. And yes. I was like, oh, like, maybe that's a song.
It's so good. It's such a great, like description of, like, willing to be vulnerable and knowing that it's going to be okay and, like, putting trust in that and in yourself, too, because you know you've done this before, but, you know, it's never going to not be nerve-wracking. Like,
right.
Yeah. I that's, like, hands down. I could gush for hours about that song.
Thank
I really
you.
Do love that song so much. Like, I played it at an Indigenous Peoples Day celebration a few weeks ago, and every time I play it, even through my mask, I was just hollering.
Oh my gosh. Belt through the mask.
Oh yeah. And it's just like, it's so that's the one that, like, really, like, oof, that hits me. Yeah. It's always in my head. Like, yeah. I really love that.
That's amazing. Yeah, that that song made one of my dreams come true, which was to have someone tattoo my lyrics on them. And my friend Bella, she tattooed "Burn Me in the Desert, Drown Me in the Rain" on her. And I was like, dream come true. That's wild. Yeah.
That's how you know you've really made it.
I made it. Tattoos for life. Now it's like etched in stone. It's for real. It's so funny.
Nick, do you have any other questions you'd like to ask?
You know, I did want to ask something. There's a running theme between a lot of your songs, and it's always about the river and the water.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that's, like, coming from Fight for You as well, where you have In the River.
Mm-hmm.
And in this album, there's a lot of references to it, and I just wanted to know a little more.
Yeah, that's a really great question. I actually have never been asked that question ever, which is kind of fascinating, because it is one thing that I think is interesting about my songs. And I think that there's something about my journey and about, you know, I mean, Healer and many other communities, about, like, the water returning, you know, and how, like, mm-hmm. water being taken away and then water coming home, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I think that that feels like a very big theme for my life, feeling like I need to come home, and I need to come home to myself, and I need to come home to my true self. And I feel like in this record, I talk a lot about the desire to be something else, and this desire to fit in, and this desire to, like, water down who I am as a way to feel accepted. And I think that rivers and waters is actually, like, the river of, like, the blood in my veins, like, needs to come home. And I've always felt that water in general back to my body, brings me back to myself. Like, whenever I start to feel really frantic or, like, very, like, hyperactive or whatever, how I get, I just, like, jump into the ocean and I'm home again and I'm good. And rivers and oceans and water is my, like, touchstone. It's, like, always how I remember who I am. And I think that sometimes I have to just trust that, like, I'm on this river, like, I'm floating on this river, and with every song I write, or with every new day, with every new realization, with every piece of work that I put out, I'm slowly returning home. Yeah.
Now I'm ready to cry.
Oh.
I relate so much.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Well, yeah, I think it's maybe a theme that many Indigenous people and people of color in general relate to, because we've all felt like we've, you know, like there's parts that have been taken from us, and there's things that we want to return to, and things that we want to return to us, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's amazing. That's just so great. I'm happy to know about that. I mean, else, how do I phrase this? With your new record and the current like state we're in, how do you want to promote your album more? Because I know that's got to be tough for you as well.
Mm-hmm. Can you explain the question a little bit? I just want to.
Because you have had some press, and I saw you on NPR's top 10 of the week.
Yeah.
Which is amazing and great.
Yeah.
But like, you know, like touring isn't an option.
Oh, gotcha. Like, how do I promote it now with everything going on?
Yeah.
Gotcha. Yeah. Oh gosh. I mean, I think every day is like a new like exploration of how to navigate this time and COVID times. And I try to be very active online and post performances and post like everything I possibly can. You know, it's like I'll post a video of me skating with the song in the background, and then I'll post a picture of my dog with like the song in the background. It's like you just gotta get so creative now that we can't tour. And you know, I do have faith that I will be able to tour on this album. It just may not be until like 2022. But I think at this point, like, the way to do it is just to constantly be getting creative of ways to just like get this music in people's ears. And so that's like with social media and with like, I think though, like at the end of the day, best thing always is like people telling people telling people telling people. And like, I'm an independent artist, you know, I do everything like in-house, meaning like, what by I mean in-house, it's like in my studio apartment in-house. And so it's like the way that artists like me like break through is like because of people like you and other like radio stations who like actually like have taken interest in the music and are constantly getting it out there and constantly sharing it. And like this record has been number one on folk radio for 2 weeks in a row, and that's like so incredible. And I just feel like that's the way to do it. It's just like constantly like people broadcast so that other people can tell other people can tell other people, and like the word of mouth is what's going to make this record in people's ears. And so I have faith more and more people will hear it, and then eventually I will get to tour on it eventually.
I hope so. Yeah, I would love to see all these songs live.
Yeah.
And if any of our listeners out there wanted to hear your music, I assume you're on all major streaming platforms.
Yep, you can find my music. It's Ray Zaragoza, RayeZaragoza, on all streaming, purchasing, everywhere.
Even vinyl.
Oh, and vinyl's on its way. There's like been a production delay, but it's on its way soon, I promise everyone.
It's gonna be great.
Yay.
Yeah. Well, Ray, I wanna thank you for coming and like chatting with us again. It's always a pleasure having you on the show.
Thank you so much for having me. This has been like such a great way to spend my day.
We're really excited for this one too, me and Nick. And like, as always, we're just laughing and crying and having a good old time with you.
Yay.
And we look forward to you being able to come to Portland at some point in the future. And
yes,
having you in the studio proper. But
I can't wait for
you know. Yes. And like, hey, if you want to record another album up in Portland too,
I know. I'll be back.
But yeah, thank you so much. And it's I can't even like get out the gratitude. It's just,
oh my gosh,
we really do love talking with you. Like, you are definitely one of our favorites. Like, no offense to other guests, we love you all, but we love all of our guests equally. But like, Ray, your family. I mean, come on, we're from the same tribe, so you're family.
Yeah.
So I get to say that.
Oh my gosh, absolutely. Well, this has been like so special. So thank you so much, and I'll see you both next time.
Yay! Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh my gosh. Oh yeah.
Well,
thanks a lot.
Thank you. Thank you to you both. I have to jump actually to another.
Thank you. spent my summer in a van, St. Augustine to Michigan. Held my breath, said a prayer. All those people waiting there, I've been searching so long. It lived in me all along. Burn me in the desert and drown me in the rain. Throw me to the tears, thanking grace for bringing us all here. It ain't lonely on the road when there's love everywhere you go. I've been searching so long, it lived in me.
Don't you know? God, let me. treason to the whistling of the loon. I listen to the howling wolf echo throughout the night. I listen to the bark of the seal. He's just a bloody sight.
I'm in the 80s. I got big green, I got big cheese. I'm a apparition always. Halloween, I got what you need. I got what you need, but I'm an apparition. No, you ain't finding me. So funny how they find you when they need you the most. Like, where were you the other day? I hit you up and you ghost. I got the plug you need, I heard you trying to roll. But you not matching with me if you just trying to boast. I'ma fly back to the 503 and coast to the coast. The way I'm working lately, say I'm doing the most. I say it once and say it twice, can't wait on my goals. I'm the sugar and the cream, I'm not your average Joe, oh no. I got big green, I got big cheese. I'm a apparition always. Halloween, I got what you need. I got what you need, but I'm an apparition. No, you ain't finding me. So nasty, I'm like Rico when he beat it like Kenny. I brought some homegirls with me, but they only drink Henny. Can show you my whole world if you down and you let me. But I don't got a lot of time if you want extra, it's spendy. When we going out, we always get it for free. Don't drive the boat, I row it, baby, life's just a dream. Our nights are photo worthy, no, my artists agree. I always make these moves, no, I don't gotta convene. I got big green, I got big cheese. I'm a apparition always. Halloween, I got what you need. I got what you need, but I'm an apparition. No, you ain't finding me. I got big green, I got big cheese. I'm a apparition always. Halloween, I got what you need. I got what you need, but I'm an apparition. No, you ain't finding me.
With you, baby, I can lie to you. I ain't never really had it like this, so I'm sorry if it seems like I don't try to you. Maybe I ain't been the best for my exes. Maybe I forget to send a message. Baby, you're the only one I'm texting, even though these women try to test it. Maybe I got lost in the way they all scream when they see me, cause they know I got a juice back.
Maybe you've been feeling type of way, cause these women throwing shade, cause I give my lot of you back. Maybe we should not give up right now. Maybe we should make a little love right now. Maybe we should get it, cause we up right now. Baby, I gotta keep it a buck right now. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Best I ever had, yeah. Shawty really bad, yeah. It is what it is. Said it is what it is. Another shawty that I made a little song for and slide off. She just wanna love another woman, never got one I can't get my mind off. She the type of woman I can spend my time on, so I spend my time on. Yeah. She the type of woman I bring home to mom, cause she really be the right one. Yeah. Say that ring finger for Tom, shawty locked, and I know that. All these other women, me up doing dirt, it's hard to fall, and I know that. But it is what it is. It is what it is.
In your eyes, in the stool when I sip on rye, I'm too lit and I cannot lie. Seen things make grown men cry. Been through hell, don't ask me why.
And tan my Chuck Taylors.
I'm a real Nietzsche, my Nietzsche.
I'll break the cap on haters.
Creator, please answer my prayers. I see all the signs when you holler. Now I may not look like my Bible, but trust me, I look like my Bible. Started from the bottom of the totem pole. Knew that I would be it many moons ago. Kill a whale, make a killing, now you done know. Bougie made a fish and rice in my sushi roll. Can't stop, won't stop till my tick don't tack. Highs left my block. Butterfly, warriors, talk down on my name but can't talk to my face. I'm child of the moon, I don't give you the time of day. So keep talking that shit. I be on my sin, I'm sure. You ain't gotta like me cause I love me. Long live my name forever.
Down on my
then it's Rodman, that's weird, boy.
Catch him on the rebound.
Boards. Hey. Catch him feeling like courts. Going live while I'm cleaning my wards. All these haters wanna flap their lips. Just cut it right now, help me fit in my porch. I was wondering what it feel like being rich. But I guess I have to settle for being this. Second win for the 56th time. I've been in it for the week. Hope for you all still in this. But I rap it for my knee cheese and it don't die. They just up in the bleachers. You can see it in my features. High cheekbones with my eyes full of ether. Now what do I say? Life is so different, I'm pushing on, yeah. No packing up bags at 4 in the morning. The phone was just blinging, they calling on me. Don't answer no more. Police is reaching, don't answer the door. They asking their questions, they thinking I'm trapping, I'm pushing record.
Fire, I'd walk a million miles to find you.
blistering window, I'd burn my skin to find you. But all this pain and all this hurt ain't nothing like being apart. When all I want and all I need is to hold you in these arms, I'm losing my mind. I'm losing my mind. Oh, without you. The clouds break, I'll take it all on. Tremble and shake till my body's warm. I'll climb every mountain, cross every river alone. I'll climb every mountain, cross every river alone. Cause all this pain and all this hurt ain't nothing like being apart. When all I want and all I need is to hold you in these arms, I'm thank you.
preceding program was produced at KBOO.
This is Norman Sylvester, the Boogie Cat. Meow, meow. You're listening to KBOO Portland 90.7 FM Community Radio.
You're listening to KBOO's Catalog of Connections year-end campaign, where we bring you a range of community-oriented programming built by community members.